Dover Samuels joins us for a cordial, long-time Northern politician. He's helped to set up the Northland Regional Council's Taitokono Māori and Council Working Party. Long-winded, but hey, we've got to have a discussion about the SNAs. There is a lot of ill feeling in the North regarding the establishment of these significant natural areas. Dover, thank you for your time this morning. Te lakwe.
Morena Dale, ahata mea nui e tēnei au, he tangata. Good to talk to you this morning, Dale.
And always good to talk with you, Dover. Look, a lot of guys retire from politics and just fish each and every day, but you haven't. You're still taking a strong interest in particularly northern politics. What's the background to the setting up of this working party, and how did that come to be?
Well, it was basically, I was the lone voice at that time. There was really no Māori representation. There were no Māori wards. And simply the makeup of the population in Taitokoro means that it'd be very, very difficult for any Māori candidate to be successful in a local government election. And I'm going to say I'm proud to be associated with the new reforms that will provide for tangata whenua to elect their own kaikōrero, their own councillors within their own wards under their, you know, under the, their ward system. So that at least we have, without any gerrymandering, without you know, any issues, Māori representation through Māori lands. And this, if this was in place before the SNAs went out, we wouldn't have this bloody big shambles and this pushback. And it's not just by Māori and Māori landowners. If you have a look at Federation farmers, Federated farmers, Pākehā landowners are the same, but the effect of this, is a land grab. It's using legislation. I mean, in the first instance, a lot of our whenua was lost because of the Local Government Act requiring Māori to set aside reserves vested in the council when they did any development. And the other, of course, is when the Rating Powers Act was in place, if you didn't pay your rates, the council was empowered to be able to take your land. Now, thousands and thousands and thousands of Māori land was lost, was alienated under those pieces of legislation. And then, of course, you set up the Māori Land Court, was supposed to be the kaitiaki of our whenua. And really, they were the principal, in terms of the law, they were the principal advocates for the alienation of Māori land. And it carries on and it carries on. Now, in my 33 years in local government, what I've seen is that legislation by stealth is exactly what is happening here. Is an 80% of this whenua we're talking about is Māori land up here in Taitokoro, in Ngāpuhi. And what happens is they introduce very softly programs and policies to say, well, this is the reserve. This will help you tiaki your whenua to make sure that there's no desecration, that the Owahi tapus are looked after. But it's written into a plan. It's written into the district or the regional plan, and it becomes operative, it becomes law. Well, sorry, what we've seen is this kind of legislation is actually tahe by stealth, theft by stealth, and we won't have a bar of it. If they want us to participate in setting aside reserves, then it'll be done under tikanga Māori with the relative whānau and hapū who have tukuwehu rights to that land to be able to develop their land in the way as kaitiaki. And I've got no problems with that at all. And I've raised this matter with the Māori caucus and the ministers, and they support it. And so does John Carter. I mean, we've just been having a long conversation. I said, you can set aside these lands. I said, most of them already set aside. Most of them is set aside as wāhi. I don't want to call them SNAs, but they would be Māori land, and they would have a Māori designation in terms of their whenua rāhui. But it'll be done by whānau and hapū, and the council should actually resource those people who own those whenuas to bring this about so that it can lie parallel with the Pākehā concept of reserves, but it becomes operative under the tikanga, and it's not part of any district or regional plan that can be changed by an application under the Resource Management Act. Simple as that.
And that sounds pretty straightforward. Well done. The Reserve Act utilising that. You say it's a land grab by stealth. And I think Kelvin takes exception to the use of the term land grab, but it's hard to say there's anything less. Last week there was a you know, a hui or a hikoi of irate people, including farmers who descended on the Far North District Council.
Absolutely. Look, I've got a letter from here from them from the 30th of April to a Maori landowner, blah, we are receiving this letter because political significant natural areas are on your property. Okay? The arrogance of the way that they formulated this letter and the mayor, and they all agree that it should never have gone out in this form. First of all, if they had communicated with us on the marae level and had meetings with the whānau and the hapū, and we may be able to, you know, to get across to them that there's no way in the world. Now, I can understand Kelvin saying, you know, that it's a bit of a... Look, I've made my offer to the government, to the ministers, and to Shaw. I can help them out with this without any controversy. But what has to happen is that they've got to have to implement these, what they call, what we will call, Rahui environmental plans. It'll be done by the whānau and the hapū. It'll achieve the same objectives as the so-called SNAs. But don't use the word SNA on Māori land at all. And because they see it as a land grab, thin edge of the wedge, and we can sit side by side. The tikanga in terms of looking after our whenua, which will also encompass some of the objectives of the so-called SNA reserves, but it'll be done under tikanga, and those plans will be operative, will be recognised in the law, Local Government Act, to sit side by side by other pieces of general land. But I'm concerned about Māori land, and if you look back at the history, this is exactly what Dame Fina Cooper was talking about. It's the thin edge of the wedge, and I'm comfortable, and that the Māori caucus will never support this in going through in its form, and I'm hopeful that in fact they will pick up the common sense alternative that I'm talking about, and just let's get on with it.